If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
The Biden administration takes aim at Southwest.
Meltdown, that's the only word I can think of to describe what is happening.
Upstate New York is still a dangerous mess.
I'm begging, stay home.
Prayers for a former pope.
Let us remember him. He's very sick.
Good morning, I'm Monica Ricks with the CBS World News Roundup. Airports are still a mess this morning with cancellations, stranded passengers, and baggage piling up. Our Tanya Rivero is at LaGuardia Airport in New York.
Everything's canceled and we can't get through the Southwest.
Captain Casey Murray is the president of the Southwest Airlines Pilot Association.
Everyone knew, even those not affiliated with airlines, knew what was coming and was preparing. Southwest wasn't.
But while the airline tries to reset now, thousands of passengers are still trying to find their way out of the travel mess.
I was traveling to be with an ill family member.
Kimberly Day is pregnant and traveling with her two children. On Tuesday, Southwest told them it cannot rebook their flight until Saturday.
Southwest CEO Bob Jordan says the airline's doing everything it can to get back to normal.
After days of trying to operate as much of our full schedule across the busy holiday weekend, we reached a decision point to significantly reduce our flying to catch up.
But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CBS News the feds plan to hold the airline accountable.
They need to take care of their passengers and their employees, given what's happened across their system these last days.
American is capping fares for certain cities to help people get back home.
I'm Cammie McCormick.
My only choice is to drive home.
Because of the airline problems, the rental car desks at airports are overwhelmed.
A lot of our reservations are going out of state.
Even those who had already rented cars are finding themselves out of luck, like this woman in San Jose.
We thought, oh, good, we have great luck. And then we get to the car rental place. Places here, and they're all out of cars because everybody that had their flight canceled, they're keeping their cars.
Southwest has scrubbed 2,500 flights for today and nearly 1,000 for tomorrow.
At least 57 people have now died because of this winter storm, most in upstate New York. Here's WIVB's Tara Lynch.
With nearly 50 inches of snow covering the streets, the city of Buffalo is facing the next challenge in this historic storm, attempting to clear the roads. Emergency crews are working tirelessly to get the snow, ice, and hundreds of abandoned vehicles off the road. National Guardsman Matthew Waldman is on the front lines.
There's a lot of stranded cars, a lot of stranded trucks, a couple trees on the buildings, lots of buildings completely covered in snow.
Buffalo's still buried in more than 50 inches of snow. The West Coast dodged snow, but now it's getting soaked.
A little bit wild, actually. It's been really windy. Power kind of went on and off all night, and power's out now all over the place here.
The region's under flood warnings for the next few days. A boil water notice is in effect in Memphis, Tennessee, where the water supply has dropped over frozen and burst water lines. Tourists didn't expect any issues.
When we went to the front desk, they said they had no heat and no running water.
So we called the hotel. They expressed kind of the same issues, water pressure, boil water notice that we could cancel if we wanted to, but of course we were halfway here.
At the southern border, Title 42 is staying put.
Republican governors from southern border states have fought to keep this policy in place, and five of the six conservative justices on the Supreme Court, at least for now, have sided with them, though conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch sided with the three liberal justices going the other way, opposing the extension, saying the current border crisis is not a COVID crisis.
That's CBS's Scott McFarlane. A historic night for Luka Doncic.
And that drew rim. It's still loose. Luka got it back.
The The Dallas Mavericks star put up a triple-double, scoring 60 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists to help the Mavs beat the New York Knicks 126-121 in overtime. It's the first and only time in NBA history a player's ever done it in a single game.
I'm tired as hell.
You can rest later. You're young.
I need a recovery beer.
I hope he got one.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Prayers for a former pope.
Papa Emerito Benedetto.
Pope Francis announced Pope Benedict is very ill, and he called on people to pray a special prayer for him. The 95-year-old former pontiff shocked the world when he resigned from the post 9 years ago. He was the first to step down in more than six centuries. New York Republican George Santos is doubling down and has no plans to resign, even after admitting he lied about his resume to get elected to the House.
I think we can all look at ourselves in the mirror and admit that once in our life we made a mistake. I'm having to admit this in national television for the whole country to see, and I have the courage to do so because I believe that in order to move past this and move forward and be an effective member of Congress, I have to face my mistakes, and I'm facing them.
That's Santos on Fox News. He'll be sworn into Congress next week. Meantime, the House is cracking down on TikTok. CBS's Courtney Keeley has details.
Everyone who works in the House of Representatives was warned to delete the video sharing app TikTok from their official devices. Several states, cities, and universities have recently cracked down on TikTok over fears that users' data could fall into the hands of the Chinese government.
The Senate also approved a similar ban for federal workers earlier this month. Novak Djokovic has arrived in Australia almost a year after he was deported for refusing to get vaccinated against COVID. Djokovic is playing for his 10th Australian Open title at the Adelaide International, which starts Sunday in Melbourne. If you're still thinking of making a New Year's resolution, think green. CBS's Matt Piper tells us most have to do with money.
One in three Americans are planning to make finance-related New Year's resolutions for 2023. And Jill Gonzalez with personal finance site Wallet Hub says people are on edge about their finances looking into the new year.
60% of Americans feel anxious about the future of their finances, and 30% of people believe 2023 will be a worse year for their wallet than 2022.
57% of people do not expect to keep their resolutions for the whole year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A Wisconsin waitress got a shocking tip on Christmas Day. 29-year-old Callie Blue was waiting tables at Gus's Diner in Sun Prairie when she chatted with one of the few customers in the restaurant.
He was really sweet, just chit-chatted with me, got some new things. And before he left, he tipped me $1,000.
That customer was Michael Johnson, president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. He says he was just looking for people in need for the club's Pay It Forward campaign.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Talk about a hot Christmas gift. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper tells us what one governor recently unwrapped.
This girl is on fire.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem's staff gave her a Pulsefire LRT flamethrower with an engraved plate of the state motto, "Under God, the People Rule." A video posted to Twitter shows Noem decked out in camouflage, torching a pile of cardboard boxes on a snowy farm. Noem's spokesperson says no tax dollars were used to buy the flamethrower. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Speaking of hot, Who needs a Yule log when you can watch Top Gun Maverick on a loop? Paramount Plus just released the beach football scene from the blockbuster movie on a three-hour loop with some Christmas music over it. Still good for the new year, and you can find it on YouTube. And that is the World News Roundup for Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.